The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
There it is. Good morning. Good morning. See, now I'm kind of into the spirit a little bit because I was panicking and I'm still panicking about the holidays. We all do. We get that stress and everything. But then my son, big boy Joey, came up. He was in Europe working, and he came home, and then he took care of his mom, his grandmom, and they put the tree up there. And then, don't you know, he comes out to dad, and we go get the tree, and he helps me put the tree up. Now we got the tree. I put it on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and it was so nice. And we put the lights on, but we did not finish decorating. People are saying, Joe, where's the nativity scene? Where's the star? Where's the angel? Well, I just got the tree up. I got the tree up. And then we decorate with the other kids. They all come over. So it's a kind of a long process. Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, with Frank and Al and Debbie. We are all here for you this morning. Rick Klein will join us. John Catsimatidis on the show today. And Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee, who's just a great guy who I met many years ago. He's kind enough to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. So my goodness gracious, what a weekend. And it's really kind of my last crazy weekend. Kind of, oh man, don't let me do that. It's just, you know, pushing myself a little bit because I do the show, right? Then I told you Friday, and I hope you had a good weekend. Hope all is well with you. But I ran to the airport, and this, and then we have a whole lot of news, and it's a kind of a newsy day, but we'll get to it, you know, but I had to tell you because I love you, and it's like only me, I mean, it's only me. I dedicate myself because this was an event for the police and firefighters, actually the fallen police and firefighters in outside of San Francisco, in Oakland, right? And I wanted to go, they were going to raise money for the families of the fallen heroes. Kind of along the lines with the Siller Foundation, what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation does, right, with the Siller family. So I'm going, okay, I got to go out. Dan Rodriguez is my buddy, and they were going to feature the three tenors who are great, these three gentlemen that Andy Cooney, Chris Macchio, and Dan Rodriguez. They sing like, I mean, they're fantastic. Joe, will you come out? And I go, yes. Back in September, I said yes. So I get on the plane, and I'm exhausted, of course, because I've been up since the radio. We make the noon plane. And then I go, oh, so where's my seat? Where's my seat? And now this sounds like it's whiny, and it is, because usually I want to just sit in the front. At my age, you don't want to battle it anymore. Airlines, how many times I tell you, when I went to Kansas City, there's always a problem with airlines, always. It's never easy. Although all the airline workers are great, the flight attendants are great, all the people, the ticket agents, they're all great, but they are put under such situation. All of us, the airline, the hierarchy of the airlines could care less about you, me, or the workers, in my opinion. It's like, it's worse than bus travel. I mean, if a bus went to San Francisco, I could make it in time, I would take it. So I get up, and I didn't even tell the guys this before the show, because you know, and they put me way in the back of the plane, way in the back of the plane. And I'm not, now all I thought of, and they stuck me next to a nice couple and with a lady that wouldn't stop talking to her husband. You know, it was great. It was great for 7 hours, 6 hours, whatever it was. And I'm back there. But you know what I kept thinking about when I'm back in the plane? Because everybody, the majority of us end up back in the plane like that. I was looking for, like, you know, they have this economy plus, which is kind of a ruse, but it's at least there's a little more room, and I'm not asking for first class or anything like that. A business, maybe a one class plane, I could deal with that. This was way back in steerage, you know, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking around. Everybody, this is what gets me, and this is the point. All they do is tell us how bad we are. I mean, am I right or wrong? That's, I'm so sick of everybody saying, "How are you? We're racist. America's, you're terrible. You don't care about other people. Everything." The people were so behaved and polite. Nobody looked happy. Don't get me wrong. In the back of the mic, but I'm looking around. I'm going, like, look at these fine people from America, but all around the world for that matter. And they're like behaving themselves and not, you know. And then they bring the food around like we're monkeys, you know. Like who wants a box lunch? You know, I mean, am I right? They, you know, it's like, who's the comedian said peanuts, and they throw you peanuts there. And if I could remember his name, I'd give him credit for it. But, you know, and they sell you the box lunch. They don't even give you water anymore. Not even water on the plane. You got to buy it. You got to buy it. You put your card down. Everybody's so well behaved. And I'm going, like, you know, how do they keep telling? That's why the mantra of the radio show here, we try anyway, is to say how good we are as a people. You know, otherwise, everybody's, and the flight attendants were great. Meantime, I'm like cramped in a seat. I'm like, oh my God, I've been up since, I don't know when, I'm trying to sleep. And then I got to do a show that night, by the way. I have to do a show that night. I go, oh my God. So the lady, this is great. There's a couple next to me. She doesn't stop. The guy's older. She's, and they got to be in their 70s, maybe 60s. And she starts. And this is my trip to San Francisco. I told you, you have to listen. This is like, she's right next to me. And she's telling the guy, you have to listen. You never listen to the doctors. If you listen to the doctors, you wouldn't feel like this. Would you tell somebody how to do your business? No, you wouldn't. I went, and it was a diatribe like that for like 6 hours, man. And then I could have just screamed, get me out of here. Oh, my God. And for the first time, I understand why people panic on a plane. And it's not because the plane's going down. It's because of the people next to them. Yeah, got it. So now I'm about to, oh, my God. You know, and I couldn't, you can't sleep on the plane. So then I turned and I just glanced at the lady. She's holding her husband's hand. And he was an older gentleman and not doing so great. And she was holding his hand as she was talking to him. And I went, I said, wait, I saw it in a whole different light. I said, you know what? The guy's probably nervous. He's probably not feeling well, cramped back here in steerage. And she was calming him down. But me, I would have just like filed for divorce, like maybe that on the plane. I'm just kidding. But it was nice that she was trying to calm him down. But man, I got to tell you, it went all the way out like that. We finally land in San Francisco. And then don't you know the, meantime, I got low blood sugar. I gotta scoff some kind of fruit juice or something, please. I'm exhausted. But you know, the police chief for one of the fire departments picked me up, great guy, you know. And he, the chief with his son, his 8-year-old son, and they picked me up, you know, with the SUV with the lights and everything. We didn't go through traffic. No, we didn't turn the lights on, but we just went right to the event, right to the venue, you know, real quick. And it was a great event. It was at the Scottish Rite Center in Oakland, and everybody was there. And the Dan Rodriguez and the tenors were there. The band was great. We rehearsed. We were there late too, man. I got out of there maybe 11 o'clock Pacific time. It was like 8 o'clock our time, but it was great. And then after all of that, I was glad that I did that. But went to bed. Yeah, 6 o'clock flight the next day. 6 o'clock flight. I got up. I got two, three hours sleep. Got on a plane. Came home. And Olivia was doing a little recital with some other very talented kids. And, you know, boom, I made it. I made it back to go sit in the high school auditorium and watch my beautiful child up there. And then Joey shows up. So it turned out to be a good weekend. And then this week we got a lot to do. Don't forget, now on Friday, I'm telling you, the way it stands now, and with the news cycle that I'm about to go through with you now, anything can happen. But Dina Martin and I are going to do Baby It's Cold Outside. We think, oh, it's politically incorrect. And so Fox and Fred said, no, they invited Dina. Dina invited me. So, you know, you never know with the President Trump bump. Something may happen, and that could always get bumped. But right now, as it stands, we're on Fox and Friends Friday singing. Yes, singing. Baby's Cold Outside with Dina Martin, so it'll be a lot of fun. And then Saturday, you know, I got a private show in New York, and it's good. Then, you know what, then it's Christmas time. So, but I'm back, and I'm here. And after all of that, all I kept thinking about was the family of the fallen firefighters and police officers. You know what I mean? So I said, let the lady talk incessantly, you know, let her calm her husband down. Let me be cramped, you know. And I came back. I put myself up in front of the plane at my own cost. Thank you very much. Just a little bit. And we got back and everything. After it's said and done, you're good. I'm glad that we at least donated, you know, my time to a very worthy cause, the Fallen Heroes Foundation out there in Oakland, California. So I did it. And we did it. And I'm back. And we're back. And we got a great week for you. But right now, then I want to go to the news, something positive. And it's really, you know, they have this impeachment hearing this morning. I was supposed to be on Fox American Newsroom with Sandra Smith, you know, and Bill Hemmer. And the producer said, oh, Joe, we're running the hearings all day. And I forgot, they're putting the hearings again on network television? They're putting the hearings again on network television. This whole fiasco, this whole farce, no one believes it. No one believes it. They're going to do the hearings again. And this is the House Judiciary Committee will conduct another impeachment hearing this morning. And you know the networks are going to carry it. Top Democratic and Republican attorneys reading here on the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees will testify. The Intel panel recently held several days of impeachment. And last week, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi as she announced the articles of impeachment. Thank God for James Rosen. We're trying to get James on. He does not want to capitalize on all the publicity he had for asking Nancy Pelosi, do you hate Donald Trump? But, oh, my gosh, that was one of my favorite times on TV. That was great. And it was a warranted question. And she looked so stressed. I'm telling you, they're pushing Pelosi to the wall. You know, as far as the speaker, because she's so upset about what she has to do, and they have nothing on this impeachment situation. By the way, the other story here that is very, very unsettling is the Inspector General's report comes out today, and we're going to check it. We'll stay with that. I don't know why. I just don't expect anything to happen investigating the investigators. I want to see indictments. I want to see subpoenas. You know, I really do. If you're going to do this impeachment thing, they have to come back in a big way. And I don't know that anything will happen with this DOJ IG report. Justice Department watchdog today will release its report reviewing the origins of the investigation into Russian election interference and the Donald Trump campaign. Inspector General Michael Horowitz expected to conclude there was enough evidence to begin the investigation, but it will also reportedly show that surveillance warrants against the Donald Trump campaign were proper, but there were some missteps in that process. If this does, I'm telling you, I want to see them really go after somebody, and I don't know that they're going to, but forgive me, because like Joe DeGeneva said, you know, political vendetta is a good thing. There's part of me that believes that, and sometimes it's the only way to shut down the other side, but maybe I'm wrong. 877-970-2999. Before we break, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the deadly shooting at a U.S. Navy base in Pensacola has the hallmarks of a terrorist act. I would say so. You know, O'Brien said it's not yet known if the Saudi military officer accused of killing three people Friday acted alone. He added he doesn't want to prejudge the investigation, but it did seem the suspect may have been radicalized. Hello, the FBI is still investigating. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm just saying, if you've got he's from Saudi Arabia, he's watching videos of mass shootings, so we hear, and I know he's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, unless, of course, you're President Trump. But what is wrong with this? We have 5,000 people on military bases from the military of other countries, 5,000 of them at military bases across the country. Can we, Jerry, gently and respectfully get them the heck out of the country? Is it me? Oh, where are you from? Oh, good. Were you from a Middle Eastern country that has a history of chopping off of people's heads? Sure, come on in. We'll teach you how to be in the United States military. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Am I right or wrong? 877-970-2999. Rick Klein will join us, tell us about the hearings that we're going to talk about all day long, unfortunately. John Catsimatidis with us, Governor Mike Huckabee, and Debbie Duhaime. Hi, Debbie. How was your weekend? Doing good?
Yes, everything was great. I went to my salsa lessons, had some fun. How was your trip out west?
The trip was unforgiving and ungodly. It was, but I'm being nice and I'm being. It was why anyone wants to go anywhere on an airplane anymore. It was cramped and long, and it's just so dehumanizing on an airplane anymore. But when you get there and you're at the event and you're helping firefighters and you're helping cops, mm-hmm. I'm going like, I got this. And I got on the plane, did it all over again. Yeah, I was so pleased. And I know you know this feeling when you get back in time that I made Olivia's little recital at the school. You know,
I made it. That was great. Then you're like, I did it.
Awesome. 6,000 miles later and all that crampiness. I know we got a break. 6:20 right now with Debbie and Joe. But Debbie, it was funny. The gal next to me, she wouldn't leave the guy alone. All she kept saying, oh, you need to take your medicine. You don't take the medicine. 6 hours. Oh, you don't live. Well, if someone came to you, told you what to do with your job, what would you do? You'd walk away. Give the guy a minute to answer the question.
Oh, that's hysterical.
You wonder why you're not feeling well. You know, you have to listen to the doctors. You don't listen to the doctors anymore. And she was not. She was holding his hand the whole time. I caught that. And so I think she was just trying to calm him down, you know. So I thought, after I saw it, I was going, oh, my God, 6 hours of this. I understood that. I think she was just calming her husband down, you know.
Oh, that's so funny.
Still, I would have jumped out of the plane. Get me a parachute. I'm leaving now.
Like, no, please. I don't want to hear this one more time, honey.
Will you take the medicine, pal? Will you listen to her, please? I don't want to listen.
You're ready to jump in and give him the bills. Here, take it now.
6:21. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads of New York, and all the tri-state area. And thanks for listening around the country, by the way, on AM970TheAnswer.com. We love you for that. Debbie, how are we doing this morning in New York?
Good morning to you, Joe. It looks like we have problems over on 280 westbound, getting out toward exit 15 into Newark, an accident blocking two lanes there. 80 eastbound is completely closed right at the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border with a serious accident getting into Knowlton. 2nd Avenue here in town at 59th, an accident taking a couple of lanes. That's causing delays at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. And over on Staten Island, the West Shore Expressway 440 northbound at Arthur Kill Road. We're getting reports of an accident with injuries, emergency activity at the scene of that one. Also, the LIE westbound at South Oyster Bay Road accident just being cleared. And watch for slowdowns on 202 and Peekskill getting out toward Finch Street as some ongoing fire department activity. So watch for that. Rain today with a high going up to 55 degrees. Tomorrow, rain, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning and a good morning. It's Monday. We got this. You know what? We got this, okay? I know it's Monday. Joe, what are we going to do? We're going into the holidays. You with Joe and Frank and Alan, Debbie. Come on. Does it get better than this? Okay, maybe it does. But listen, we got it. Hey, if you're planning, by the way, a wedding or an engagement party, a holiday party, corporate event, How many corporate? I perform at many, many corporate events. Why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. If a private yacht is not in your budget, how about a private deck charter? Franz yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. Yeah, it's so great. You know, I have to tell you this too, if I can. Mike Gallagher and I love Mike Gallagher. You know, Mike comes up at 10:05 on the radio station, AM 970. The Answer. When we first went on Franz Dutch a class, we're not boat people, me and Mike. So I remember I told this before, Mike. And I said, "We're gonna be okay on this boat. We're going on a boat. What if I get sick?" You know, you don't even know you're on a boat. It's like being in a living room. But in 2 minutes, Mike and I were having a blast partying with everybody else. This is the ultimate trip on Fran's Dutch Class, and Fran is spectacular. We want you to give her a call at 212-385-9400. Or just go to franstouchaclass.com. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you details of all the services provided. I'm telling you, you will have a great time. It's the ultimate corporate trip, ultimate celebration on Fran's Touch of Class. 212-385-9400 or franstouchofclass.com.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Happy Monday, 626. Are you up and at 'em? Yes, you are. Calls are coming in already. Calls, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. Hey, it's Red Kettle time. Thank you, Al. This Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good, and I do too. This is important. It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the U.S. You know, this is a cause that's near and dear to my heart. It's a fight to bring Christmas to the thousands who have lost everything in this year's fires, for example, and a fight to help the hardworking families across our communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, keep the electricity on every single day. So, you know, when I was at the Boys and Girls Club event a few weeks ago, and I had a great time with those kids, and then I saw the gentleman, I saw Major Diaz there from the Salvation Army, and I got to talk with him, and he was kind enough to come in last week to the station. They serve over, Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the U.S. every year with vital services, including shelter, meals, and holiday assistance. So today I'm asking you to go to team970.org, okay? Team970.org, team970.org. When you go there, you can give a lot, but every single dollar does a world of good in your community. And you know what? 84 cents of every dollar goes directly to your community. That's what I love about that. We bypass all the folks that, you know, don't really care. The Salvation Army is the safety net. Now, Mike Lindell, our Mr. My Pillow, Mike Lindell is sending a My Pillow to the first five people who donate $100 or more following this announcement. And thank you, Mike, for that. Yeah, first five people right now who donate $100 or more following this announcement get a free My Pillow. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, 628 right now. Frankie Fibrows. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Joe. Happy Monday. I'm so glad you're back home.
We are. Oh, my God, I made it back. Al, I think you would have just, I would have railed, Frankie, at these beat the gals.
Shut up. Shut up. We're on a flight. Be quiet. Put headphones on.
You know what? I had music. I had everything. But it was when they're not close next to you. And what kills me is that how the airlines, they don't care. They put those seats right. So close together.
Yes.
It's so close. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that Frankie, was the Schumer of
it's
a...
It's a good thing you're as svelte as you are, Joe. Because when you're a fat guy like me and you get rammed, you know, wedged into one of these seats and your knees are like at your chest and whatever... It's difficult.
Then you got people put the seat back on. Frankie, what do you do legislation? Do you do? Is that
well, that was the subject of yesterday's weekly Chuck Schumer press conference. He wants the FAA to do a study on airline legroom.
I have to tell you, Frankie. No, but let me tell you, it's better than impeaching the president.
Yeah,
I'm telling you that that makes sense. When they say things like that, the whole world goes. Great idea, Senator Schumer. That's what the Republicans should be doing things that really irritate us
you know? Listen, we're an obese society, right? We are an obese society. There's a lot of fat people in this world. I happen to be one of them. So I can speak on behalf of the fat people. We're an obese society. They're trying to cram more people into these planes. The only way you can fit in an airline plane is if you're 5'4". And about 110 pounds, which was great if you're a kid or a midget or small people or whatever you want to call them. But otherwise, we're a fat society.
Then
they need to have less
seats. The food they give you is like not really healthy.
How can you even rail on the food? You let a hot fudge sundae melt on a flight across the country.
As they give you the food. You know what, though? I was going to say it's unhealthy, but they actually had, as they give the boxes, you know, to the monkeys in the back like I was, you know. They really do. They're like holding up the food, you know. And they had, would you like a gluten-free box? And I was like afraid to look into that. Gluten-free box was. But they give you a box and it's got like stuff in it. And it's not the people that are serving you, but it's like the people that come up with the whole concept of how to fly people around. And no one complained, Frankie. Did no one yell? No one complained. Everybody just kind of went along for the ride. And you got to appreciate that. I mean, I was just ready to scream. Oh, my gosh.
Right, but the problem is they're putting more seats on the planes. There has to be less seats, more legroom, which means what happens? They have to either put more planes in service or more people are going to be delayed, more people are going to be screaming.
But you know what?
It's a never-ending cycle.
You're right, Al. And you know what I can't stand is they tell you when you're on the plane, it's a constant lecture. You know, I can't stand when the politicians do that, but they always say, make sure that you're overhead, don't stand in the aisle because people are trying to come in. Nagging you and nagging you and don't put this here and when you sit make sure seatbelt that don't put this on don't do that oh my god stop it this got and the only way to do it is private plane so what do I tell my kids see now I'm telling you this is what's wrong with America is that people say well we should all go into first class well we should all do what the rich people do no you should strive harder now I'm gonna have to work harder so I can maybe get some of that you know a private jet that's the only I gotta strive for a private jet right. You know because this was like crazy.
But let's be fair. When you do sit back down in your seat, you should put your seatbelt on. Because if the plane does hit turbulence, you're going to go flying. That's a basic rule. But the rest of it, don't stand in the aisle. Don't do this. Don't do that. I mean, nobody listens. I love the best one is when we land and we're heading to the jetway, please don't get up and start moving around the cabin. Everybody, as soon as the plane hits the ground, yay, get up. Everybody's throwing their bags around because they want to be the first out. It's like gangbusters.
I don't know. But again, a shout out to the crews and the flight attendants. They're great. And it is so. And even the poor people that look exhausted. And you show me one perky person. Actually, you know what? Now that I mention it, when I went and I checked in and I said, am I in, what do you call it, Frank? The express, you know, like if there's not the elite, but there's something else where you get a little better, like maybe in business class. So I thought it was. So a lady came over. She was very helpful, punched in the computer, but they don't have humans there. They don't have humans at the key. It's just key. Well, you know, when you went down there, where'd you go to Aruba on your honeymoon?
Yeah.
How was that flight?
It was okay. It was fun. I mean, I don't love flying in general. I don't love the whole airport experience. Not my thing. I don't love to travel, but it was okay. That's the best you could say about it.
I'll tell you.
But I'm short, you know, like, you know, know, you're tall.
You're not short.
No, I am. I mean,
the humble morning team we have. The humble morning team I have. Yeah. I mean,
no, Frank is of average height.
Al's fat.
I'm a little Frank is short.
I'm fat.
Short
I'm
side.
Fat. But as my son called me last week, morbidly obese.
Oh, boy.
He did. My mother-in-law is very overweight, but he said to his grandmother, no, I swear to God, Joe, I swear to you, he says to my mother-in-law, who's a heavy woman herself, he said, Grandma, you are just perfect. Now, Dad is morbidly obese. That's what he said.
And you were right there?
Yeah, great kid.
My God. So what do you say?
In the car yesterday on the way home, Saturday, I said, oh, I'm morbidly obese, huh? And he starts laughing. He says, well, you know, I was making a joke. Not really. I'm a little sensitive about my fat, but it's all right. Fine. Wait till we get to the gym on Monday.
Your eulogy when your son steps up.
Oh, I can't wait. My dad was a great guy. He was morbidly obese. That beer drinking was a little... Oh, he'll destroy me. He'll destroy me. And rightfully so.
He yelled all the time.
Right, yelled. I hated him. Couldn't stand the guy. Let him rot. That'll be my son.
He's going to write a book.
That's it.
The searing life of the Al Gattulo's son.
He did make Struffoli over the weekend at my friend's house, which I was impressed.
Oh, that makes up for everything, yeah.
No, so, not really.
You ate it?
Of course. I was reaching in. I said, morbidly obese guy, having some Struffoli. It's all right. Let's go see the fireworks.
You know my dad, morbidly obese.
Right, morbidly obese. That's going to be my new name. Hi, I'm Jack's dad, morbidly obese. Nice to meet you.
Honey, and to his new girlfriend, are you going to meet my father? But just be prepared.
Right.
He's morbidly obese. Yeah,
he likes to eat a lot. If he's got crumbs on his face, don't
just
throw attention
prepared.
To it.
You know what? You are not morbidly obese.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Well, yes, by the definition of physicians, I would
Frank,
be
you're not
morbidly
short.
Obese.
I
you
am
guys,
short.
You stand. You are. You are
short.
Giant among
men. Thank you. I wish I were taller.
I love this fake world we live in on a morning show.
I know.
I'm svelte.
I know.
You're not
hair,
former. You're not a former Saturday Night Live superstar. You know.
My hair is thick and rich and not full of topic. One more bottle of
luxurious manes of Joe Piscopo.
I know. And then they asked me to do. We got a break. Let me break. We have so much to tell you about, please. And we get silly. It's Monday.
Hang on.
It's the holidays.
Morbidly
man.
Obese needs to breathe. Hang on. Let me get my oxygen.
Hey, Frank. We're going to go to the news. He's going to go burp. Hi, it's me, Al Gattulo. Let me just put the sandwich down. They put the sandwich down so I can do the news.
Yeah, can you order me a tuna on rye while I'm doing the news?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Rick Klein is coming. We're going to talk about these ridiculous hearings and what's going on down there in Washington, D.C. Rick Klein, kind enough to join us. Long Island's finest. Mike Huckabee's going to be with us. Governor Huckabee's going to be with us. And John Catsimatidis as well. So we got a lot to talk about, a lot of breaking news we will chat about. And we will, yes, get into the news with the dysfunctional morning team that hopefully you know and you love. 6:36, Joe on the radio. Big Al has the headline news.
Morbidly obese, please.
Yes, and on the side, he's got a little sandwich with the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:36. Morbidly obese Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Residents in Queens are demanding answers. Nearly a week after sewage leaked into their South Ozone Park homes, dozens of frustrated residents gathered at a community town hall in Queens Sunday afternoon. Many say they're dealing with unpleasant smells, damaged personal belongings. The nearly 74 impacted residents have been advised to file a claim with their insurance company and the comptroller's office within 90 days to cover damage from the sewage. City's still working to determine what caused the backup. Officials say community liaisons are being assigned to make sure the applications get done on time. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka saying New York City officials are disrespecting local laws by not sharing information concerning the placement of homeless families on the Jersey side of the river. Baraka alleged over the weekend that his office has been trying to come to a workable agreement with New York City on how to handle their special one-time assistance recipients with dignity, but that New York officials have not provided a list of those people or the addresses in which they were placed. The biggest city in New Jersey is currently suing the Big Apple for purportedly violating interstate commerce rules by pressuring families to sign leases for illegal and uninhabitable apartments. Baraka further adds that Newark is about to introduce a comprehensive program that improves on the feeding, housing, and health services being provided to the homeless. In sports, Jets back on the winning track after eking out a win against the Dolphins 22-21. Rangers shut out the Golden Knights 5-0. Nets over the Nuggets 105-102. 15th-ranked Seton Hall lost to Iowa State 76-66. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's head out to 280. Serious accident here on 280 westbound, getting out toward exit 15 in Newark. All lanes closed with a bad collision. 80 eastbound, right on the Pennsylvania-New Jersey border. An accident there as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the inbound GWB. Getting reports of an accident on the upper level right past the tolls, at least 30 in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln 20, Holland about 25. Verrazano Bridge, upper level. Watch for a stalled vehicle getting into Staten Island. Problems continue on the West Shore Expressway 440 northbound at Arthur Kill Road. It's an accident there with injuries. It looks like the left lane remains blocked. Watch for slowdowns as well as you head to the eastbound BQE by Queens Boulevard with a collision. 2nd Avenue at 59th Street. Accident just cleared out of the way. Watch for fire department activity on 202 and Peekskill because of an overnight blaze. Looks like we'll see rain today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 639 Rick Klein coming up in a second. Tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. That's it, Michael's of Brooklyn. Talk about outstanding Italian restaurants. The first one that comes to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. How great is that? You know, you could experience authentic Italian hospitality from Fred and his brother John and Michael. Marianne is there. The whole family are there, you know. And this is the Food Network that calls Michael's of Brooklyn in Brooklyn, New York, on Avenue R and Nostrand, right there, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America. You could see these huge kettles that they make, where they make the sauce, the arrabbiata and puttanesca and tomato and basil. It's right there. Right when you go there, if you go to Fred and Johnny, you know, Piscopo's been talking about the sauce. Can I see how it's made? And they'll show you how it's made. It's a tour. It should be a tour, you know. And even former Yankee pitcher, the legend, Mariano Rivera, he couldn't resist the fantastic food. Legend has it that Mariano came by for a quick lunch, ended up staying for dinner. Be sure to come by and see what has made it a Brooklyn institution for over 50 years. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, we got a great Christmas gift idea for you. This noble gold coin, they just released a new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. It's a beautiful limited edition collector's piece. And the front of this new silver one-ounce coin features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart, the American flag flying in the background. You know, when Joey was at the house yesterday, I said, look, what I ordered one for someone. I don't want to tell who I ordered it for, but I did. I got this noble gold Donald Trump coin. You could give it to your liberal friends, too. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if you get to somebody, like I was going to give it to my buddy Norman Steinberg, who I love, is a very, very close friend, best friend, but he's very, very liberal. I want to send him the President Trump coin. Come on. Is that great? Because it's got the picture of Donald Trump on the front, and then on the back, it features the promises Donald Trump has made to the American people. We will make America strong again, proud again, safe again. We will make America great again. Noble Gold is giving you a special offer, kind enough to listen to me. If you use the promo code Piscopo, you receive $10 off and a free collector's case. For more information, please go to Trump. TrumpCoin2020.com. You could use the promo code Piscopo for $10 off the new Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. The offer is only valid for a very limited time, so please don't wait. TrumpCoin2020.com, promo code Piscopo.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Rick Klein is the political director of ABC News, an all-around good guy. Rick, I'm going to send you that Donald Trump coin. I know it'll go big over there in D.C. What do you think, huh?
You can buy these things at sometimes at CVS, the plates and the like. The tourists love them. They're always fun. I'm a big collector of presidential everything, so I think those things are fun. I like when people get into it that way.
You know what I found once for Frankie Five Boroughs, for our producer, Frank Morano? I had, and it was down there, and it was at, oh, if I told you, it's where they have, I think it was the Hilton, where they have all these events, right, down there in Washington, Rick?
Yeah.
And uh-huh. They have a great gift shop of tchotchke stuff. I found presidential Pez dispensers. How wild is that?
Oh, I love it.
They were like esoteric presidents, you know, so that only Morano would know. But then I was on my way to Fox News, and I ended up giving them to Neil Cavuto. So I have to go back down there and get a
That's
gift.
Brilliant.
I know. Isn't that the best, though? Hey, how are you, Rick? All good? You ready for the holidays? It's crazy. They don't give you a chance to relax down there, man.
Well, it's the political cycle that doesn't give you a chance to relax. I mean, you know, we've got an impeachment and a debate before Christmas, and then afterward it all starts with, you know, the impeachment trial and then Iowa and New Hampshire and everything else. So I'm not really anticipating much of a break, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's amazing. We got these Judiciary Committee hearings today, and who's on tap? Who's going to appear, and how do you think this will play out, Rick Klein?
It's really not that star-studded today. Today it's going to be the counsel, the lawyers for the Intelligence Committee testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. So the guys that did a lot of the questioning a couple weeks back when Sondland and Kent and the like were getting questioned. So they themselves get questioned, pressed on the evidence in front of Jerry Nadler's committee. And then they start writing these things. And that gets us, you know, continuing to move on a train that's been in motion for a while now.
Oh, my gosh. But and then will ABC carry this? The networks are carrying this, yes?
I don't know how much of it. I think, you know, we'll have to see what the news value is. Because, you know, there's been so many of these at this point, and we'll just have to see if it kind of breaks through for people.
Yeah, I don't know who would sit and watch, except for me and you. I'm like addicted to this.
Yeah.
When do you expect the full House to vote on the articles of impeachment, Rick?
I think we're looking at the end of next week at this point. You know, I they've told members of Congress maybe they have to be in as late as next Saturday. But, you know, if the articles exist by the end of this week, it may not be the end of the week next week. You know, the thing is that the Democrats are still trying to figure out what to put in, what not to put in. They've got a lot of concerns among their members about how broad to go, how narrow to be, how fast they're going, all those things. But at this point, they realize there's no Republicans joining them. So in some ways, that's liberating because it's just one less thing to have to worry about. It's not about enticing Republicans at this point. It's purely going to be about how you get as many Democrats united as possible and feeling good going into this process.
Yeah. Is there any Democrat that's concerned about how tough it is to be able to negotiate with the president on keeping the government open or the USMCA? And they're not even thinking about, or like Chuck Schumer, like we were talking about earlier, Chuck Schumer came out yesterday. It seems silly. It was his usual silly Sunday press conference, but he said there should be more room on airplanes. I just got back from San Francisco, man. I said, yes, that's what I'd love to see the Democrats talking about. Do they have any other initiatives other than impeachment?
They do. I mean, they've been passing a whole bunch of bills that never get taken up by the Senate. You know, their general view on all of this is that this president will make a deal when he wants to make a deal, and that, you know, doing other stuff, he's used to balancing a lot of things at the same time, and doing other stuff around him doesn't really have an impact. So, you know, playing nice with him doesn't really change things. So they don't feel like it actually affects the agenda that much. Mitch McConnell's going to take up the bills he wants to take up, whether or not impeachment's going on. President Trump's going to push for what he wants done, whether or not impeachment's going on. And it's actually not a terrible argument. You know this president. He's going to cut a deal. when it's in his favor, right? When it's not, I don't think it matters if you're nice to him or not.
Well, but I mean, you'll understand that. It just seems like they aren't letting him do any work at all. They're just going, they just want to take him out. I mean, I think that's what America's feeling. We're watching all the Democrats want to do is take him down. They don't want to come up with. I haven't seen an initiative unless I'm missing something.
Well, and that's a big fear that Democrats have right now, is that they want to communicate that they're still getting work done. I'm of the theory still that all of this is going to be a distant memory by the time voters actually get to weigh in. I mean, there's so much stuff that happens in a typical day or a typical week, and President Trump isn't going to be judged on this, and Democrats aren't going to be judged on this, or at least not on this solely. People live their lives in lots of ways.
Yeah.
This is going to be one thing. If it's all done by February or March, that's a lot of months between then and November.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, I appreciate your time this morning. The debate, when is the debate? He said before Christmas it is, correct?
Yeah, a week from Thursday in Los Angeles. And this is a weird one. It's only going to have six candidates. And as of now, all of them are white. So all of that diversity that the Democrats were so proud of and celebrating, and it was historic early on, it's just going to look really weird. And the other weird thing is that the guy that's all over television, I mean, literally you can't turn on television in the United States.
Wait. Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, he's not in it. He's not even going to be there. So it's just it's such a strange thing that this is going on when the reality of what the race looks like is just simply not reflected in what's happening on stage. And I don't know how you have a debate when everyone's talking about impeachment anyway. And, you know, the candidates are, you know, only six, but they aren't even necessarily the right six. It's a very odd thing.
It's all. What Corey didn't make the debates this time? I should know this.
No.
I'm sorry. Corey, because of numbers? Because of poll numbers?
Polling numbers. He needs a miracle in the polling in the last couple of days. And I guess he could get it, but it would literally, he'd have to get like four polls in 3 days or something. It's almost certainly not going to happen. So he's fired up about that, and people are fired up about that on the trail, but that doesn't help your numbers. And as of now, it is going to be a very, you know, very small debate stage that, again, just isn't really where the race is.
Yeah, so true. And the Inspector General report today, what do you think is going to happen with that, Rick Klein?
Well, yeah, we're going to see that on the Senate side. This is the Inspector General into the origins of the investigation. It'll be interesting if we hear from the Attorney General that he doesn't think it was tough enough, because usually when you get an Inspector General's report, if it says your agency did okay, they say, okay, great, that's good, let's move on. In this case, you know, there's still a lot of people that don't think it was operated correctly, including the president. So do we see daylight between the Inspector General and the head of the Justice Department? When the head of the Justice Department, you might want to celebrate that under normal circumstances, but this is not what that looks like.
Rick Klein with Joe Piscopo. Rick, I'll tell you some sad news yesterday. Dale Murphy did not make it to the Hall of Fame. I know.
Yeah.
I know. You were very upset, man. I mean, what's your next step in this Dale Murphy campaign? I love you for doing this, by the way.
You know, I'm crushed by it. He's such a gentleman. And,
you're right.
And
yeah.
He's such a great ambassador for the game, and a two-time MVP and five-time All-Star and seven-time All-Star. Sorry, I don't want to take away his credentials when he needs those votes. You know, look, it really depends on the makeup of those very small groups, and hopefully next time I'll have some more, you know, former teammates, coaches in it. Hopefully the voters are listening to and looking at the other contributions to the game. It's very sad, but, you know, he's in my Hall of Fame personally. So he's such a terrific guy, and he definitely deserves the honor.
Rick Klein, true baseball fan. We love that, man. And our love to you, your family on Long Island. Rick from Long Island to Princeton, the director of politics at ABC News. We appreciate it, Rick. And we'll talk again, but happy, happy holidays to you, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Same to you and yours. Thank you.
All the very best. 651 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you. Oh, it's a Monday. It's December 9th. Here we go. Holiday traffic. How we doing, Deb?
We've got problems, and I'll tell you about a few of them, Joe. Over on 280 West, getting into exit 15 in Newark, it's an accident. All lanes remain closed. 80 East, getting into exit 4. As you head into Knowlton, watch out for an accident there. All lanes closed as well. Harlem River Drive south in the 120s. It's an accident. Traffic is building for you on the eastbound side of the BQE by Queens Boulevard with a collision. They just cleaned up an accident on 440, the West Shore Expressway north up by Arthur Kill Road on Staten Island. Verrazano Bridge upper level getting into Staten Island, a disabled vehicle there. LIE West at South Oyster Bay Road, accident cleared. Expect delays on the downtown 5 train, Hudson Bergen Light Rail, a 15-minute delay as well. Southbound Thruway, a slight delay here getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 202 closed in Peekskill, getting out toward Finch Street. Ongoing fire department activity. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 30. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead, and I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror, and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for a decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arms. And there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy today with periods of rain. Along with areas of fog, it'll become breezy and much milder with a high toward evening 56. Cloudy and mild tonight. Rain will taper to drizzle. Areas of fog, watch for flooding. The overnight low 50 to 54. For tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, even milder with a passing shower in the morning and a little rain in the afternoon, high 62. Cloudy tomorrow night and turning much colder with periods of rain that will mix with snow late, though 30 to 34. Any snow will end Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, much, much colder, high 37. AM 970, The Answer.
There's Joe Lumberg. Oh, we're going to ask him when he comes back how he did on his half marathon this weekend. God bless him. Hey, can I tell you about Mike Lindell? You know, I love Mike. He's on the show last week, and he helps out the Salvation Army. He helps out so many people. He's going to have this huge addiction network. You know that. But he is the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, and he wants to give you something back for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it is today. So he's giving you these incredible discounts on all MyPillow products. Hey, it's Christmas time. You're panicking like me. I got gifts for you. Do I have gifts for you? Just go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the Radio Listeners Specials, and you get those great discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. Got it. Bed sheets. Got it. So the towels. Got it. You know what? How about the Giza sheets? This is great because Mike is offering for you this first time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets plus free shipping. Are you kidding me? Look, we all know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but MyPillow has now just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right. That's right. Check it out. Orders placed between now and December 25th. You will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. That's a huge extension. Now, buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. And free shipping for the Giza sheets. Go to the Radio Listener Specials, please, for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets, plus free shipping. You can call at 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With
That's
a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman made the children laugh and play. Were they surprised before their eyes he came to life that day?
Hey, it's Joe on the radio with Frankie and with Al and with Debbie. And when we're coming back, John Catsimatidis, successful New York City businessman, host of the Cats Roundtable Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. He does Cats at Night Wednesdays. And he is, I know John. John's with Margot. They're just dear, dear friends who do so much for the city. So we're going to be talking about the Salvation Army, but the Police Athletic League, Blessing of the Animals with John Catsimatidis coming up. Trent England, director of Save Our States, one of the best writers and commentators on preserving the Electoral College, will join us. And Governor Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, two-time Republican candidate for president. He's got his own great show on TBN. We'll be talking to Governor Huckabee live on the Piscopo Show. I see your calls too, and I apologize with all the craziness of this intimate hour here as we roll into our 7 o'clock hour. I don't get to the calls. I apologize for that. But if you want to call on our Balance of Nature phone lines, it's 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo with Frank and Al and Debbie, and we are coming right back at you.